And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, we've reached that time again. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. And joining us this morning, it's the super sub again. The man we always call upon when we can't get anybody else to come on the radio. Say good morning to John Ellis in Connors Key. Hi, John.
Good morning, guys. I bet they're all saying not him again.
Not him again, oh no. Particularly after the last time you were on when you got your highest score ever.
Yeah, I know. Harbinger of doom.
Indeed. I have to say, it's going to be a difficult score to beat that one, isn't it? 12 out of 13. But it could mean that you're in the Champion of Champions League at the end of the year when we see who's the best for the whole of the year.
Oh, well, I don't think so.
Well, you never know.
The top six.
Never say never. So, just tell us what you've been up to. Anything exciting happening in Connors Key?
No, not, Dave. I mean, this is the high point of my month.
Right, that's right. Well, so once this is over, there's nothing to look forward to apart from Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a cold and a sore throat.
Oh, dear. It's that time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I hope it doesn't affect your performance on the quiz.
Well,
we shall see. Right. As always, you have exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. So, good luck, and here they come. Which 60s group had a lead singer called Judith Durham?
Seekers.
Whose greatest hits album in the 90s was called Our Town?
Elton John.
And whose first hit in the 70s was Sylvia's Mother?
Dr. Hook.
Who recorded an album again in the 70s called Voulez-Vous?
Rod Stewart.
Whose backing group were called the Crickets?
Buddy Holly.
Zager and Evans sang about which year back in...
24.
Complete the title of this Slade hit. Goodbye to...
Jane.
What colour velvet produced the hit for Alana Miles in 1990?
Oh, black.
Who had a number one hit with I Want to Know What Love Is?
Elton John.
Which song title links Johnny Nash and Kylie Minogue?
Tears on Me Pillow.
Whose first number one in the 60s was Sweet for My Sweet?
Searchers.
Right, okay, well, you did all right then. I suspect one or two of those were guesses, which actually turned out to be right. So, let's see, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any, but Elton John did appear on a few occasions. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions right. So 8 out of 11 with no passes. That's not a bad score. But not equaling your previous best.
I'm not happy.
So it's all downhill now, I suspect, isn't it? Right, let's go through the ones that you slipped up on. The second question was probably the most difficult. Is that somebody at your door?
No.
Right. Whose greatest hits album in the 90s was called Our Town?
Blondie, wasn't it?
It wasn't Blondie. It was actually Deacon Blue, but I think that was a really difficult question.
Yeah,
don't think I'd have got that one right.
Don't ask that one again.
No, indeed. I should cross that off the list. Who recorded an album in the 70s called Voulez-Vous? Now, you should have known.
Oh, no, that's the one I thought Blondie. Yeah.
You thought Blondie. Yeah. It was actually ABBA.
Oh,
You see, I was impressed that you got the Zager and Evans question right, because everybody gets the year wrong, but you were spot on with 20. And I was also equally impressed that you remembered the Slade hit, Goodbye to Jane.
Yeah,
so well done for that. But the other one you slipped up on, who had a number one hit with I Want to Know What Love Is, that was Foreigner.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Right, well, thanks for taking part. You've got another month to build up to your next performance on, D.
Yeah, well, I'll say Happy Christmas now.
Just in case. Right, thanks, John. All the best.
All
See
right,
you soon. Cheers. Bye now.
Bye.
Did all right, didn't he? You fancy being contestant number two? Get in touch with me now.
And now, it's the quiz of the week. The 60-second challenge.
Yeah, round two of radio's shortest quiz. If you're listening an hour ago, you'll have heard John Ellis in Connors Key. Get a pretty impressive score. Not his best, but 8 out of 11. With no passes at all. And joining us for round two, Say good afternoon to Kevin Jeffries in Brumbo. Hi, Kev.
Afternoon, Dave.
And like John, you're suffering from a cold at the moment as well.
Yeah, I am not. I don't have them usually, but I've had two in a year.
Oh, dear. Now, you need lots of vitamin C and zinc tablets.
That's what I take. I've been taking them every day for years.
Right, but they've not worked on this occasion,
clearly.
But if you've been cold-free for a couple of years, you can't complain about
that.
Right, now, I'm sure you were listening when John was on at 11.30. How did you do on his 11 questions?
I got one wrong. It was the one about the album title.
Oh, yeah, that was a tricky one, wasn't it? The Deacon Blue album.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got that one either. But apart from that, everyone right. Right, OK, well, you've got different questions, obviously, but we'll see if you can manage to beat that score. Usual reminder that you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these as possible. As you know, because you've done this loads of times, I have to take your first answer. If you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. OK?
OK.
Good luck, and here they come. Which TV presenter had... Which 70s singer often performed dressed as a circus clown?
Neil Sayer.
In which decade were the Everly Brothers born?
The 30s.
Whose first hit was called Modern Girl?
Sheena Easton.
Which American group sang about Creek Alley in 67?
Mamas and Papas.
In which decade did the Carpenters have their first hit?
70s.
Whose backing group were called the Pirates?
Johnny Kidd.
Complete this Nick Lowe song title. I love the sound of...
Breaking Glass.
Which surname is shared by Dina and Gino?
Carol.
Where was Billy Ocean born?
Trinidad.
By what name is Marvin Lee Day better known?
Doris Day.
Which month of the year provided the number one hit for Pilot?
January.
Who sang Heartbreaker in 82?
Dionne Warwick.
Who had a hit in the 60s with Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town?
Kenny Rogers in the which, first edition.
In which decade was Annie Lennox born?
The 40s.
You're going to go for the 40s. Well, another good round. No passes at all. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15... Pretty impressive. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions right. Not your best score, but a winning score this week.
Yeah, I knew I'd got a few wrong there.
Right, okay. And you'll kick yourself over some of them, I'm quite
Probably.
Sure. Right, let's go through them then. By what name is Marvin Lee Day better known? I think you said Doris Day, didn't you?
Oh, is it Sade?
It's not Sade either. It's somebody male rather than female. It's actually Meatloaf.
I didn't know that.
Oh, well, there you are. You'll never forget that, will you? The surname shared by Dina and Gino is Washington.
Washington, yeah.
Of course, yeah. And Annie Lennox, you said she was born in the 40s, I think, didn't you?
Yeah.
She was actually born in the 1950s. I think she's about the same age as me, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a winning score, so thanks for taking part, as always. And we'll have you back on the quiz again very, very soon.
Yep.
And enjoy your break for the next couple of weeks. Yes.
Dave, the Washington one confused me because I know it as Dinah Washington, and you said Dina. Dina Carroll pronounces her.
Right. Yes, I think you're absolutely right on that. I think it is Dinah Washington.
Me there.
Right. Do you want half a point for that then?
No, it's all right. It's all right.
It's still a winning score. Thanks for that, Kev, and we'll have you back on the quiz probably just before Christmas next time, I'm guessing.
Oh, gosh. 7 weeks to go.
Yeah, okay. Well, don't worry about buying me a present this year. Cheers.
Take care. Bye.
Bye now. Bye. And we'll do it all again next week, 11:30 and 12:30.